Ezekiel chapter 24. Again in the ninth year of Zedekiah, 3537 AH, 505 BC, in the tenth month. Tibet, December, January. On the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, write the name of the day, even of this very day, the king of Babylon has set himself against Jerusalem this very day. And speak a parable to the rebellious house, and say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Set on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather its pieces into it, even every good piece, the thigh, and the shoulder, fill it with the choice bones. Take the choice of the flock, and burn also the bones under it, and cause it to boil well, and let them boil its bones in it. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is in it, and whose scum has not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no lot fall upon it. Because her blood is in her midst. She set it upon the top of a rock. She did not pour it upon the ground, to cover it with dust. That it might cause fury to come up to take vengeance. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, that it should not be covered. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says, Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile for fire great. Heap on wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. Then set it empty upon its coals, that the brass of it may be hot, and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that its scum may be consumed. She has wearied herself with lies, and her great scum did not go forth out of her, her scum shall be in the fire. In your filthiness is lewdness. Because I have purged you, and you were not purged, you will not be purged from your filthiness any more, until I have caused my fury to rest upon you. I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it. It will come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent, according to your ways, and according to your deeds, they will judge you, says the Lord God Jehovah. Also the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man. Indeed, I take away from you the desire of your eyes, your wife with a stroke, yet you shall neither mourn nor weep, neither shall your tears run down. Refrain from crying, make no mourning for the dead, bind the turban of your head upon you, and put on your shoes upon your feet, and do not cover your lips, and do not eat the bread of men. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said to me, Will you not tell us what these things mean to us, that you do? Then I answered them. The word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Speak to the house of Israel. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I will profane my sanctuary. Temple. The excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pities, and your sons and your daughters whom you have left will fall by the sword. And you will do as I have done. You will not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. And your turbans will be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet, you will not mourn nor weep. But you will waste away for your sins, and mourn towards one another. So Ezekiel is to you a sign. According to all that he has done you will do. And when this comes, you will know that I am the Lord God Jehovah. Also, you son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that upon which they set their minds, their sons and their daughters? That he who escapes in that day will come to you, to cause you to hear it with your own ears. In that day your mouth will be opened to him who has escaped, and you will speak, and no longer be dumb. And you will be a sign to them. And they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah.